It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Good day, sunshine.
Well, we do have to get through some cooler, wetter days, but the sun and warmer temperatures will return. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, in for Bellamy Palethorpe this week. But dry conditions do have state officials worried about the wildfire season. Governor Jay Inslee announced a drought declaration earlier this week, but our weather expert Cliff Mass is saying things may not be as bad as they seem. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. First, though, a look at the forecast. How are things shaping up, Cliff?
Well, Ariel, we had a major push last night of marine air. We woke up to clouds and some drizzle, so temperatures are going to be way down today. You know, no more 70s. The high will only be in the low 60s at the most. So, you know, a very, very different day. And there could even be a few showers in the mountains, maybe even a thunderstorm. Now, we have a disturbance coming down from the north on Saturday, unfortunately, and that's probably going to bring some showers to parts of the region. Temperatures will only get to the upper 50s, and I think there'll be showers in the mountains. I think even Puget Sound will get a little of that action, particularly during the afternoon. And so, you know, you've got to have the raincoat ready. I think some sections will be drier. I think down the South Sound will be a little drier than the North Sound, but there could be some showers tomorrow and it'll still be cool. Sunday is the transition day. I think the temperatures are going to recover a little bit, not as warm as we had, maybe in the lower 60s. There could be a few showers floating around, particularly near the mountains, but I think it'll be a better day on Sunday. But what will really shine, and I mean literally shine, will be Monday. We'll have sunshine, temperatures getting up to the mid to even upper 70s in some locations. So Monday is going to be perfect. So look forward to Memorial Day.
So you're talking about how it's going to be just warm and sunny on Monday. And that leads me to this question of the drought declaration that involves about half the state. You know, Inslee made this announcement this week, but Cliff, in your most recent blog post, you're comparing this year to the past. And what were you finding?
Well, I mean, we have some parts of the state that are a little bit drier than normal. I mean, the snowpack was down maybe 20-30% in some parts of the Cascades. We had precipitation being less than normal in the southwest part of the state. But all in all, it's not very serious. Being down by 10-20% is not that much. Right now, looking at the reservoir levels around the state, they're actually quite good. Seattle's above normal. Yakima reservoir system is near normal. So there's not going to be really any water problems at all. Stream flow is doing well in eastern Washington. Our snowpack is down in the northern part of the state, but it's not enough, I think, to be serious in terms of stream flows or water supply. So all in all, we're a little bit drier than normal, which is very typical during an El Nino year, by the way. But I don't see this as an emergency situation.
Where do you think that the concern about the snowpack in particular is coming from?
You've seen in the last few weeks some discussion that the snowpack is 20% of normal in some locations. But that's only during the last few weeks. If you go back to when it really counts, like April 1st or April 15th, at the end of the winter season, even the worst areas were only down to 70% of normal, and other places in the southern part of the state were 100% of normal. So what happens is if you have a little bit lower snowpack at the very tail end of the season, you melt out earlier than normal. But that's really not very serious. So I think there's been some, I don't want to call it misinformation, but poor information that made the situation seem worse than it really is.
Is there a possibility for things to get worse in the future? You're talking about how we have dry summers here typically. Is this sort of the priming people for what could be a difficult summer?
Well, right now, if we look at the most advanced seasonal models run by the National Weather Service and others, they are suggesting that we'll have a wetter than normal summer. Now, you know, we can get excited about that, but the truth is that our summers are normally very, very dry. We, in fact, have the driest summers of almost the whole United States. And in July, our average rainfall at SeaTac is 0.7 inches. That's drier than Phoenix or Tucson. So if we're a little bit drier than normal. Even if we were, it really wouldn't make much of a difference. But in any case, the forecasts are that we will be somewhat wetter than normal. So at this point in time, There's no reason to expect some major drought situation to develop during the summer. And in fact, the atmospheric configurations have been relatively moist the last week or two, and the models are predicting that to continue at least into early June.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cliff.
Sure, Ariel.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we hear from him every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of these conversations at our website, knkx.org. Ariel Van Cleve, KNKX News.